Good evening on this Good Friday. With Rachel Miller's kind indulgence, I have delayed this greeting until the end of the day, because I just wanted to take an opportunity to look back over our session of parish study, the service of the seven last words, and the liturgy of the Lord's Passion, and say that I, for one, feel that I got a broad set of perspectives on the mystery of the Lord's Passion, and that's thanks to my brothers. Not only the brothers who actually gave talks, but the brothers who filmed, the brothers who choreographed, the brothers who sang. It was a common enterprise all day long, as it was yesterday, and as it will be tomorrow. And it's important for me to say that the fraternity of the preaching is itself a preaching. And it's important to say that the fraternal life from which it comes is the way in which each of us friars chooses to live out the Lord's self-giving, to wash feet as he did on Holy Thursday, to embrace the life of self-giving as he did on Good Friday, and to experience the gift of new life as he did at Easter. All of that is already present for us as we live the Dominican life. And I'm proud to say that the ministry of these days puts it on display. As we celebrate a Good Friday like nothing we were prepared for, I'm struck by the preaching of the brothers who have figured out ways to do something very familiar in an unfamiliar way. And the creativity, the stick-to-itiveness, all of that has been a marvel. As we head into the quiet loveliness of Holy Saturday, I just invite you to recognize the gift of being gathered that we all have, Dominicans and parishioners, clergy, laity, old and young, and to recognize that this is a real fruit of Christ's own self-giving, having an effect in real people in real time. Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.